Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck. Bombay's film industry is known for its gaudy and romantic pop songs. They make every Bollywood movie a musical spectacle. Those same songs have also made Asha Bhosle the most recorded voice in history. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. At the age of 73, Asha Bhosle has sung more than 20,000 documented songs in almost every Indian language, in Russian, in Malay, and over a dozen other languages. The two-time Grammy nominee has just released a two-CD set of her favorite love songs called Love Supreme. I am very pleased to welcome Asha Bhosle and her son and manager, Anand Bhosle, to our studio today. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Namaskar.
Asha, 20,000 songs. How do you go about picking your favorites? Can you even remember that many songs?
No, it's very difficult. Very difficult. How can I say that so many songs, just one song is my favorite?
When you sing these songs, they're meant for films. Are
yes.
are you acting as you sing?
Inside. I have to act. Otherwise, the artist, the film, mm-hmm. they can't act. They can't act. Like a sad song, I have to cry inside. Dancing song, I have to dance inside. So they can act like that. Otherwise, it's plain song, they can't sing.
Right. Yeah. So it's not convincing if you don't feel it, if you don't feel the emotion in that song.
Yes.
Did you watch a lot of movies growing up?
Yeah, so many films. Indian films, so many years now. I can't remember now. So many films, yes. Have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah. Anand, set up for us how a Bollywood film works and how central music is to the typical Bollywood movie.
See, in the earlier days, they were total musicals. They had like 14 songs, 16 songs. Now they've come down to something like 6 songs as average. It's very music central. I mean, all the songs have a situation and, dances and all that kind of stuff. So I think every movie is very important to have music.
And at what point are the playback singers like your mother brought in? Is that the starting point or is that after?
It is a starting point. Right in the beginning, before the movie gets shot, before it goes on the floor, the songs are recorded. And really, the movies are sold once the song is shot, picturized, recorded, and shot. And then they go to the distributors, and distributors look at the song, and they buy the film.
Mm-hmm. And do people buy the film based on who the director is, who the actor and the actress are, or is it because of who the singers are?
I think combination of all three. I mean, of course, actors play a very important role, the big stars. And the few directors can sell on their own name as well. But like I said, the song has to be recorded first. The distributors actually see only the song on screen. They buy the film, just thinking it's going to be a big production.
And is that how these playback singers become so famous? Because their influence is so strong on what people see?
I think singers, songwriters, and dance choreographers. These are probably the most important people.
Wow. All right. we're speaking with Asha Bhosle and her son and manager, Anand Bhosle. And let's go back to this 1966 film called Teesri Manzil. Is that?
Teesri Manzil, yes.
Okay. It's many years ago, many, many songs ago. Do you remember this film?
Yes, because that film was very, very successful film and music.
Mm-hmm.
that turning point of music in the film industry.
Oh, really?
Yes. All right. The more Indian and Western mix, and it's a very catchy tunes and very different rhythm.
And who wrote the music?
R.D. Burman.
Your husband?
Yes.
All right. Well, we can talk a little bit more about him and his influence, but let's hear a little bit of the music from this 1966 film featuring the voice of Asha Bhosle. From the 1966 film, Tisri Manzi, that is the voice of Asha Bhosle, a song written by the great Hindi film composer R.D. Burman, who in fact was Asha Bhosle's husband. Asha, was music the family business when you were growing up? I mean, your father was a singer.
And yes, my father was classical singer and drama artist. That's why we can do drama in the song. And he was a very famous classical singer.
Mm-hmm. And your older sister, Lata Mangeshkar.
She's also one and one only, Lata Mangeshkar.
Mm-hmm.
And she also learned from father. I also learned a little bit because we were very small at that time when he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
After that, when I was only 10 years old, I sang my first song, 1943. And then 47, I started my career in Hindi film.
Wow.
So
and by that point, Lata Mangeshkar was older than you.
Yes,
and
4 years older.
In the 1960s and 70s, she seemed to do a lot of scores, a lot of soundtracks. And for a while, her voice was the most recorded voice. Now, she's retired and you've...
She's not retired, but... she sang very little songs, good songs, and very moody. One bunch goes out and she's not singing. But I was singing every day, three songs, like that.
Mm.
And no Sunday, nothing. I just work. That's why my the count is very big.
Yes, it is very big. 20,000 songs that are documented, and who knows, there might be a few stray ones out there that no one has documented. Did you and your sister see each other as rivals?
No.
Was it
no.
kind of a healthy competition?
Healthy competition.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy competition, because she's very good singer, so I want to be like her. Not like her, but stand front of her, to different style of mine. My style is different. Her voice, my voice, everything is different. And people say that we are not good condition, this and that. But we are stay together in Bombay. We have big flat and we are stay together.
And the two of you have recorded a couple of songs together.
Yes, so many songs.
Over the years. Yeah. One that we can hear a little bit of is O Chande Jahan Ho Jaye.
Yes,
which
from Sharda film.
This is, again, the voice of Asha Bhosle and her sister, Lata Mangeshkar.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the late 1950s for this song, featuring the voice of my guest, Asha Bhosle, and her older sister, Lata Mangeshkar, the two of them among the great playback singers in the Bombay film industry, Bollywood as it's known. And in addition to all of the other members of your family, Asha, who are in music,
yes,
there was your husband, Rahul Dev Burman,
yes,
R.D. Burman, as he was known.
Yeah.
How important was it to be that closely associated with him? He was a major, he was an important figure, wasn't he?
Yes. But he, when he entered the film line, at that time, he was just, for me, it's R.D. Burman, S.D. Burman's son.
Mm-hmm. S.D. Burman had been already a very well-established composer.
Yes, very big music director. And I don't think that time he's a very big musician or very big composer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after so many years, now we realize that he's a very good composer. But at that time, we are working with every day, so we don't understand that he's a very big composer. Now, people know that he's a very big composer.
Well, and one of the things that happened, he was composing and you were singing over the course of so many years, and rock music came in, and then disco came in, and then hip-hop came in, and it seems like you were able to work with all of those styles as they came.
Every difficult song I have sang, difficult songs he gave me, and it's a good combination, I think.
It worked very well. Anand, are you in the music business as well, or
Just on the management side?
All right, so you're the black sheep.
Yeah, the one that got away.
The one that got away. Very good.
He was a singer, but I did not encourage him. I said no. Everyone, if singer and in film industry, that's not good. You go to business line.
Hmm. Go to school, get a career, get Sundays off. Are you still working constantly, Asha?
Yes, still working constantly, yes.
Not thinking of, I don't know, taking a break, retiring?
No. Retire, that's end of life, retirement means. I like to work.
Well,
I'm workaholic.
Well, you were just here in New York performing with the Kronos Quartet.
Yes.
What was that like?
It's a very different, not songs different, but musicians was different. Only four or five musicians. Because we used to 15, 16 musicians on stage. And in the recording, 70 musicians like that. Not now, but before. And that's very... first, I thought it will work or not. But when they are very nice musicians and very sweet sound, that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done four, five shows, and they're all successful, sold-out shows.
Well, it must be nice to hear some of your older songs in this very different, very new arrangement, too.
Yeah.
So over the years, as the musical styles have changed and as you've worked with other musicians like Kronos Quartet, have you changed? Has your voice changed over the years?
I don't know. People say that your voice more sweet and this and that, but I don't understand that.
All right. Well, the song we're going to hear, Dum Maro Dum, this was something you originally recorded back in the early 70s, right?
Dum Maro Dum. Yes.
But here it is 30 years later with the Kronos Quartet. My guest is Asha Bhosle.
Dum Maro Dum.
We're speaking with Asha Bhosle, the great Indian playback singer from the Bollywood film industry, and her son and manager Anand Bhosle, and actually listening to Dum Maro Dum with the Kronos Quartet, recorded over 30 years, Asha, after your original recording, and I think we're all kind of in agreement there's a mellower sound to your voice these days. Yes. In the 60s, 70s, it was a kind of a higher, more piercing, nasal
very
kind
high,
of sound.
Yes, yes. At that time, we sang very high notes. And now I feel that very, what do you call it?
High notes.
High notes.
They're not so...
melodious. Mm. Like...
Well, you've traveled, obviously, both of you, throughout the world, the South Asian diaspora here in North America, in Europe, in South America as well. Has Bollywood, has this music kept up with a younger generation of listeners?
Bollywood is more popular today than it ever was. And the younger generation all over the world, whether, you know, Indians in Australia or even the mainstream today, in England, Europe, America, they're... I think the whole fashion of Bollywood, the sound, the music, the movies, everything is becoming very popular. And I think the older songs, because of the melodies, they will always remain. There are newer songs coming, but I think the older songs always have a big audience.
And now we have Bombay Dreams on Broadway and the Black Eyed Peas sampling your mother's...
Right.
Have you heard that song, the Black Eyed Peas, yet, Asha?
No, she hasn't heard that.
Ah, well... You're about to hear it.
Okay.
We've been speaking with Asha Bhosle and with her son and manager, Anand Bhosle. The new CD is called Love Supreme, a 2-CD set of favorite romantic songs featuring Asha Bhosle, also her sister, Lata Mangeshkar, her husband, the composer, R.D. Burman. Asha, a real pleasure to have you here in the studio today.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you
Namaste.
Very much.
Thank you.
Anand,
thank
you for joining us as well. And here is, of all people, the Black Eyed Peas and a song based around a sample of Asha Bhosle's work. In a moment, composer Michael Galasso discusses his latest collaboration with Robert Wilson. It's a score for Henrik Ibsen's Peer Gynt. You're listening to Soundcheck. This is an encore edition of Soundcheck.